Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, this is Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 131, and we're going to start off with some very sad news from one of our own. This comes from the staff of the Halloween and Haunt Fest show in Dallas. It is with a heavy heart that the team of the Halloween Haunt Fest and show informed the haunt community of the passing of organizer Stephen Kohlberg. Please be patient as we digest the gravity of this loss. We are fiercely committed to continue with Stephen's vision and ensure and protect the future of the Halloween Haunt Fest show. Stephen Kohlberg was the organizer of the Halloween Haunt Fest show in Mesquite, Texas, as well as running Haunt X in Reno, and the owner of Scary Tinker Labs. He always had great ideas and worked tirelessly to make the haunt industry better. And on a personal note, he was a good friend of several members of the show and had been on our show many, many times. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the friends, family, and fans of Stephen Kohlberg and the Halloween and Haunt Fest show, and offers up this moment of silence. On a lighter note, we have some news from Kim's Crypt Haunted Mill in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania. Attention, actors, freaks, stilt walkers, line entertainers, energetic survey takers, ticket takers, and more, you're wanted at Kim's Crypt Haunted Mill in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania. You must be 16 years of age or older, substance-free, and have reliable transportation. If you have the desire to scare people, have a positive attitude and open mind, and want to join the award-winning haunted attraction celebrating its 25th year, then join us for our recruitment day. We will train you. If you already have a character in a costume, please wear it or have pics. We're open weekends, September 21st through November 4th, plus Halloween Wednesday and Thursday, November 1st. Looking forward to a killer season. Thank you. Visit their Facebook page, facebook.com/Kim's Crypt Mill, that's Kim and Crypt with a K, for more info. We have this news from the Misery Haunted House in Neenah, Wisconsin. After 3 years in Berlin, Misery Haunted House was forced to evacuate the facility when the Center for Disease Control discovered a large parasite sucking the life from all who entered. In an attempt to contain the spread, Misery was relocated to a temporary holding area in Neenah. This site is under tight security clearance, and only the privileged few will be allowed to enter during 5 nights this October. Please be advised that what you find inside this bunker will give you nightmares, from soulless creatures affected by the parasite to other things top secret. Only the strong of mind, body, and soul should enter. Your admittance is free, but donations to fund the relocation of those affected is greatly appreciated. So join us October 19th, 20th, 26th, 27th, and 31st when Misery Haunted Yard and the Lair of Souls present Infection. You can get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Misery Haunted House. We have this update from Hollywood Horror Nights in Orlando. This fall, the world's most deadliest doll and hungry killer clowns from outer space will invade Universal Orlando's Hollywood Horror Nights. Get ready for 2 new scare zones. First up, Chucky is back. After 30 years of mayhem, he's creating chaos in the streets during a toy fair that's turned lethal in the Revenge of Chucky Scare Zone. At this festival of toys, Chucky has twisted these playthings into new nightmares. Chucky himself rules this zone as he commands his minions to carve up some horror. This scare zone will be a torturous delight to behold as he dishes out some revenge personally. Killer Clowns from Outer Space at Universal Orlando's Hollywood Horror Nights. The horror and fun keep coming as we bring you MGM's Pictures' cult classic sci-fi horror film, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. As you enter the domain of these killer clowns, the smell of cotton candy hides the fact that all is trick and no treat. The sweet candy is spun from human victims grotesquely cocooned inside giant pods of cotton candy. Try and escape the killer clowns, or you'll face the wrath of their cotton candy ray guns that turn you into a tasty snack. Earlier, we revealed three scare zones with their very own haunting stories. These original scare zones were Vamp 85, New Year's Eve, Twisted Traditions, and The Harvest. These nightmares and frights inspired from 1980s horror films are taking over this year's event. You'll face your greatest fears of the past in 10 houses featuring the biggest names in horror like Netflix's Stranger Things and Legendary Pictures' Trick or Treat. Brave five giant spine-chilling scare zones with hordes of menacing creatures, and watch the powerhouse dance crew, Academy of Villains, kill it with a new show packed with twisted entertainment. Catch up on all the gruesome details for Halloween Horror Nights and get your tickets now only at HollywoodHorrorNights.com. We have this news from Pumpkin Teeth's Fall Festival in Blanchardville, Wisconsin. Hey, convention fans! Pumpkin Teeth's first annual Fall Festival and HIS Party Halloween in September, Saturday, September 15th, in Blanchardville, Wisconsin, only 24 miles from Madison. There's no entrance fee for guests. Starts at 1 p.m., lasts until 10 p.m., and the music in the after party at 11 p.m. until. Fall and Halloween vendors, a costume contest, and an after party for adults with a great band playing at the local bar. 4x8 tables are available to vendors for only $25. It includes electricity, free food and soda or water. Games with prizes, including our local radio station, 94.9 WOLX's morning DJs, Jim McGraw and Terry Barr, will be playing music. This is a one-day event only, so not such a disruption to your routine, and it's a great day in the park. We have a very large shelter with polished cement floors, basketball courts, baseball field, and we're 100 feet from the river. We can have up to 30 vendors. Call for more information, 608-824-0765, RSVP if you're interested, or check us out at facebook.com/official.pumpkinteeth. We have this news from the 13th Floor Haunted House in Columbus, Ohio. The world-famous 13th Floor Haunted House in Columbus is now hiring for all positions for the 2018 season. If you're ready for a job unlike any other, visit our site for more info, 13thfloor.com, that's the word 13thfloor.com, /careers/13-Columbus. There's some more hiring news, this time from the 13th Hour Haunted Attraction in Indianapolis. We're now hiring for 2018. Open positions include scare actors and customer service. Come have fun with us this fall and get paid to do it. All applicants must be 16 or older, no experience required, and limited spots are available. August 4th, 5th, and 10th are our hiring dates. Apply now at 13th Hour Indy, as the number 13, TH Hour Indy, 13thHourIndy.com. We have this news from the Meeks Manor in Roanoke, Virginia. The Meeks Manor Haunted Attraction Volunteer and Actor Audition / Meeting Day. Audition and Meet and Greet Days, August 17th, 5 to 8 p.m., August 18th from 12 to 3 p.m. We're looking for all shapes, sizes, and kinds of different personalities. So don't feel like you may not meet a certain criteria for a part. No experience necessary. We will train you. Are you looking for the most awesome volunteer job of all? then we want you to join the Meek Squad. We need volunteers for outside the haunt, as well as actors inside, outside security, special effects makeup artists, and so much more. You must be over 18 and be able to pass a background check. Volunteer actors don't have to work all days. Visit our Facebook page for more information, facebook.com/TheMeeksManor or TheMeeksManor.com. We have this news from Frightmare's Haunted House in Linton, Indiana. We are quickly approaching our 8th Halloween season and we are adding more scares and extended our maze, which means we will need more actors. We're looking for people who enjoy scaring, are reliable, willing to learn, love to have fun, and want to be part of a very dynamic team. If you think you may be interested, please message our Facebook page for details. That's their Facebook page, facebook.com/Linton, LINTON, Frightmares. We have this news from the Gallows Haunted Attraction in Elliston, Virginia. It's our casting call. Gallows is Virginia's most terrifying haunt. How did we get that way? Our crew. If you have a love for Halloween and horror, have a desire to scare folks, or just want to meet some new people and do something different than an old-fashioned Halloween party, come volunteer at Gallows this season. Make friends, make scares, and make memories with an established haunted attraction. No previous scare or acting experience necessary. We will make you scary. Want to volunteer, but acting isn't your thing? Shoot us a message. We have tons of other positions available. Casting calls are on Saturday, August 11th and September from 1 to 5 p.m. at 2059 Burkett Road in Elliston, Virginia. Get more information at facebook.com/fearthegallows. We have this news from Terror in the Corn in Erie, Colorado. Have you ever wanted an opportunity to scare someone other than your younger siblings by reaching out from under the bed, maybe even thousands of someones, and get paid for it? Now's your chance. Terror in the Corn is building its scare actor crew for the 2018 season. No experience required. Our current casting call dates are August 4th, the 11th, and the 12th. Schedule your interview today. These interviews are conducted in 30-minute blocks. You must reserve your spot for a chance to be cast this season. Visit terrorinthecorn.com/employment for more information. And finally, we have this news on a new convention coming to Ohio. The Ohio Haunters Association will be putting on a Halloween and Haunters convention at the historic Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio, May 17th through the 19th, 2019. This convention will be aimed at Halloween enthusiasts, home haunters, and low-budget haunts. So we're keeping the prices low for attendees and vendors, but high enough so that we can break even. So far, we have a trade show floor. Classes, we're adding more every day. 3 haunted house tours, zombie paintball, a Saturday night party, a Friday night get-together, and we're still adding more stuff. We may also be trying to arrange a ghost hunt as well. Vendor and exhibitor booths will be $150 for an 8x11 booth, could be larger, and all vendors will require insurance. Trade show floor access for the weekend will run only $15. A la carte classes are $15 registration. Registration Plus is $25 and includes a trade show and a free class. We'll be posting a full breakdown shortly and are working on getting our website up and running. To get more information until the website is up, go to their Facebook page, facebook.com/groups/OHHaunts. Could be fun. That wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism?
If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here. It is Sunday afternoon in Ocala, Florida. CHEC is winding down. Technically, I believe it's over. You know, the vendors are starting to pack them and everything, and we just wanted to take a few minutes and talk to a legend in the business. It's not too often that you get the term legend applied to you. You know, there's a few folks out there. But if you were at Transworld this year, you know she received a Lifetime Achievement, Legend Achievement Award. I'm not sure the official title at the Oscars Awards. This is Robbie LaPree, who spent many, many years down at Busch Gardens, Howl-O-Scream in Tampa. And it's just an honor and a privilege to have you here.
Hi, Drew. Thanks for having me here.
Absolutely. Now, what was your title? What was the things that you made that were such an impact in the industry that they considered you and awarded you with an achievement award such as they did at Transworld?
Well, I was the director of theatrical services at Busch Gardens Tampa and worked there for a little over 39 years. When we started into the haunt aspect of events, we started with a family-friendly event called Spooky Safari. So that was back in 1999. So we are now going into next year with the 20th year of Howl-O-Scream. So for those 19 years of Howl-O-Scream, I was part of the originating team of Howl-O-Scream and the production producer for the event and the technical director for the entire event.
Now, Busch Gardens also has parks in Texas and Virginia and such. Was this one in Florida the first to do a Halloween-themed event?
Actually, it wasn't. Our park in Williamsburg, Virginia, Busch Gardens in Williamsburg, actually did the first Howl-O-Scream the year that we did our Spooky Safari family-friendly event. And because it was a way to extend their season, they wouldn't have normally been open during that October time period, where we're open 365 days a year. This was going to be an after-hours event for us. And after that three-day first event, we decided, well, we could probably take this a little more adult-oriented. And in fact, we took it, you know, to the PG-13 plus side of it, whereas Busch Gardens Williamsburg has kind of stayed in the PG realm for that. And then our SeaWorld parks kind of followed suit after that, various times and various events. Some of them no longer have a Halloween event, but we all then evolved into doing Christmas as well.
Well, it's interesting because I really didn't know that theme parks were putting on Halloween events until about 2000, 2001. So, you know, and, you know, I'm sure that, you know, Knott's Berry Farms, they did their Knott's Scary for years before other people got into the game. But you're kind of the progenitor of Halloween after dark October themed events for theme parks. That, you know, basically Cedar Fair does this now, Six Flags does this now, Universal does this now, and all that.
Yeah, that's exactly. We just saw it as a way to expand our business in more event-oriented manner, and Halloween seemed to be the most likely event that could appeal to a new demographic. And in fact, one of the challenges initially was the fact that Busch Gardens is obviously a family-friendly theme park, and how do you coexist with a not-so-family-friendly, adult-oriented event like Halloween, and how was that going to appeal to the general public? Well, what it really was designed to do was to bring guests into the park that might not have otherwise have visited the park. They might not know the park And all of a sudden they're coming to a Halloween event because that's something that interested them, and they could see the park in a whole new light. So a lot of it was starting to brand the Halloween event separate from our Busch Gardens daytime experience. So it was Hollow Scream at Busch Gardens rather than it being Busch Gardens Halloween.
Sure.
So that was a really important distinction for our park. And it was, you know, a number of years to educate not only our management team, you know, and the rest of the team members, because that was not what they were used to. It wasn't the clientele that they were used to as far as the guests coming into the park. It wasn't the subject matter that they were comfortable with. You know, they were already doing full-time jobs during the day, and now you're asking them to do over and above late night hours, you know, in the dark, scary things, blood. So all of those things were very different for our team members to get used to, and for our guests coming into the park, they had to see the park in a new way. And fortunately, through the course of that, they really have come to embrace and enjoy the whole fright experience, and it's just created a whole new, you know, experience of coming to Busch Gardens for events, and sort of started us on our way for other events. Our Christmas event, which is called Christmas Town, our food and wine festival, you know, our beer festivals, you know, our summer nights events. So it really shepherded the whole events program into the park so that it is more than just the one park experience.
Did you kind of transition it after a year or two by having a daytime event for kids, like trick-or-treating or wearing costumes or anything like that? Because I know that the park that I worked at, they had a daytime kind of kids event, and then at night is the, as you say, adult, scarier stuff. But they encouraged costumes, and they did trick-or-treating in one section of the park, and, you know, the gang of characters that wandered around wearing costume and things like that.
We did not at Busch Gardens in Tampa. Now, our sister park, SeaWorld in Orlando, does have a daytime, you know, more family-friendly event for Halloween. We actually worked on a project similar to that for quite some time and then, you know, basically elected to not go in that direction so that our efforts were really, and our resources were put towards the nighttime event, because ours is a hard clear of the park and a separate ticketed event for that. Whereas our park in Williamsburg, that is the operation for the day into the night, mm-hmm. is their Halloween event. They would not normally be open during that time of the year, so the Halloween event is their operating time frame for that. Whereas we're open during our regular park experience up until, you know, 5 or 6 o'clock, and then we have a little, you know,
sure.
combination time until we open the event for the night for Halloween. So it was, we did not, so we, you know, you cannot come in costume. We don't do trick-or-treating. We don't really have anything specific for young children. But we do have a Sesame Street area of the park, and we do have Sesame characters that do have Halloween costumes. Mm-hmm. So there are some small little homages to, you know, the fall, and there's definitely plants and pumpkins and decor for photos and things like that that are fall related.
Sure.
But it's not for Halloween.
When you arrived here and you've moderated a couple of panels, and you also had a large talk on diversifying your haunt, is this something that you do now? You go around to conventions like this and talk about, you know, ways to improve your haunts and things? Or is this like one of the first time you've gone and done a talk like this?
No, I've been doing talks for quite a number of years. You know, when I first came into the haunt industry, I knew nothing about haunting. I had not experienced that at all. And I went to my first Transworld, and I attended, you know, 2 days of seminars, and everyone was so welcoming, and they were so generous about sharing their best practices. And I immediately made some really good friends that were willing to share that kind of information. And I just soaked it all in. And then I started visiting other people's haunts and, you know, and trying to see behind the scenes and just really experiencing that. And I wanted to give back to that. So as I gained more and more experience myself, and when you're doing, you know, anywhere from 5 to 8 haunts a year and 5 to 8 scare zones, and you add that up over 20 years, well, that becomes in the hundreds of attractions that I've helped to produce. So, you know, that experience grows exponentially very quickly, and I wanted to give back and share my, you know, experience and knowledge with other people so they had an opportunity to do that. And I've done that through IAPA and through the American Zoo Association. I've, you know, written some magazine articles. I've spoken at other Transworld and Halloween Extreme, done behind-the-scenes tours of our venues and that. So, you know, I've been able to share a lot of that information. And now that I'm retired from Busch Gardens in Tampa, you know, that's part of what I'm doing is, you know, if people are interested in consultation or, you know, advice and that, I'm definitely open to, you know, any ways in which I might be able to help and certainly speaking at future conferences as well.
Now, without getting into specifics, we had Scott Swenson on back in a few months ago, and he was talking about an event called Robbie Ween that was put on basically to help you through a little rough patch that was going on. How did that go? You know, Scott says it was great, but we want to hear how it was from the person who directly benefited from that. It was a Q&A panel. A lot of industry big people came in and talked and met with the audience and answered a lot of questions from what I understand. Sounds like it was a very big success.
It was an absolutely magical event. I mean, we had so many people in the industry, you know, not just the Central Florida haunt community and theme park community, but I mean, I had, you know, folks that flew in from out of state to attend as well. You know, I had run into some pretty severe health issues, and, you know, that essentially left me in a position where I have some mobility issues. I have an autoimmune disease that has been progressing, and so I've been dealing with that situation. And, you know, as my career at Busch ended, I was then left with insurance and other issues that, okay, where is that money going to come from? And the haunt community in particular was so generous of really coming to my aid to help me through, you know, some tough physical and financial things. And so they concocted this during IAPA when I wasn't even there to come up with a plan that we always did a entertainment designers forum that raised money for charity. And this year they decided to make me the charity. And I can't tell you how much I appreciated and was humbled by that experience. But, you know, there was lots of memorabilia that was donated that then was auctioned off for silent auctions. And, you know, these three panels that came together of industry leaders were just with so much information to share. It was such an educational experience, you know, that, you know, I absolutely know that there were people that walked away with that had made new contacts, new networking opportunities. There were people that got jobs out of being there, that, you know, came up with new inspirational ideas. So there was so much good that came out of that no one wants to be sick by any means. But, you know, if through something like that you're able to inspire others in a way that helps them and certainly was a huge help to me, you know, I felt blessed to be in that situation that, you know, really offered that as a great opportunity. And I'm so thankful to the people that helped to organize it.
Now, you'll be speaking at where next? IAPA? Will you be going to Transworld or some of the other conventions or big shows around?
Well, really anyone that's interested in having me participate, I'm certainly happy to be a part of. IAPA is certainly very close to my heart. I was the chair of the entertainment committee for IAPA for 3 years, served on the committee for, you know, I think 9 years beyond that. So, you know, I spent a lot of time, you know, meeting and helping with programming and educational programming for and behind the scenes tours for that. And although I'm not directly involved in that anymore, I certainly support that in every way. So I'll definitely be there. Part of that Trans World, of course, is again very close to my heart, and definitely be there. And any other haunt conventions that I can attend, I'm happy to be there and support our industry. And if I can assist in any way, I'm happy to do that as well.
If anybody wanted to have you come by, maybe put on a presentation, moderate panels or anything like that, is there websites, emails where they can get a hold of you and put that information out there?
Well, I'm definitely always available on Facebook. It's Robbie, R-O-B-B-I, Lepre, L-E-P-R-E, and on Facebook. And it's Robbie Lepre at AOL.com is my email address.
Nice.
So I'm definitely old school on that. I don't change it because it's easy to remember. And it's that I do have a production company called Optical Illusion Productions that I do have an email address for as well, but Robbie Lepre is the easiest one to, at AOL, is the easiest one to reach me at. And I'm, you know, I am always open for phone consultations. I think one of the things that I could really be helpful, you know, when people have questions or they have concerns or they want to, you know, pass by, you know, somebody to take another outside look at something, those types of things where I can provide commentary, critique, advice, suggestions, those types of things, I'm happy to do that. And I think I can provide some pretty valuable resources in all aspects of that, because I was fortunate that I was involved in every aspect of our event. I was very operational, but I was also very much a part of the creative and production team. And because I handled so many of the technical details of that, that's my area of expertise, is lighting, audio, special effects. Those types of things is a really strong foundation that I have, and how those all combine to support the story, that's really where my heart is. And I think that's where I can really lend some good information to people.
Excellent. Well, Robbie Lepre, has been an absolute honor and a pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary Show. I wish you the best and health-wise and prosperity-wise and everything good thing. You know, well-deserved legend award at Transworld this year. Hall of Famer for everybody involved. You know, Robbie Lepre at AOL.com. If you want to send her a note and say, hey, I want you to come and handle a panel for me or help put something together. And once again, thank you again for being down here in Ocala, Florida at CHEC for their inaugural year. And you closed it out very well with a great talk here. My name is Drew Badger for the Big Scary Show, and we are out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying, good night.